with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump now says Ukraine can win back all its territory lost to Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has called off a planned sit-down with Democrat leaders to discuss ways to avoid a government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
Accusing Democrats of holding the government hostage over radical demands, the president wrote on X that he was canceling a planned sit-down with the House and Senate minority leaders this week. He wrote that Democrats in Congress seem to have totally lost their way and that, quote, they obviously have no idea what it means to put America first or to make America great again. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted back, Trump always chickens out. Senate Minority Leader Schumer accusing Trump of, in his words, running away from the negotiating table. Bob Agnew reporting.
Camp Mystic has announced that it plans to reopen one of its Texas sites where 27 girls and counselors died in a July flood. The flooding killed at least 136 people, including more than two dozen children and counselors at the century-old summer camp for girls that was among the first areas inundated. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 88 points, the Nasdaq dropped 215, the S&P down by 36. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham says Charlie Kirk's assassin failed. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist tells the Christian Post that if the killer hoped to end Kirk's activism and ministry, his hopes have been dashed. The assassination has sparked national outrage, which has seen some people turn to Christ, and a surge in chapters of Kirk's Turning Point USA. Graham says, quote, I hope this is going to raise up an army of young people who will take a stand for Jesus Christ, who are not afraid to speak out the truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been nearly 2 years since Hamas's 2023 attack on Israel, and still anti-Semitism shows no signs of abating at American colleges and universities. School officials have responded in various ways to Jewish students' reports of harassment and discrimination. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has launched a task force to combat anti-Semitism at 10 universities. This is SRN News. Jaguar Land Rover says its production lines will remain halted until at least October 1st.
The shutdown is a result of a cyber attack that hit the UK's auto industry hard. The company sent workers home from its factories in central and northwest England on August 31st. JLR is Britain's biggest car maker, employing more than 30,000 people, while its supply chain supports many more jobs. The company says it's investigating the attack and is working with law enforcement and the UK government to ensure a safe restart. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Two ABC affiliate owners say they'll continue to preempt late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel with their own local programming, even after ABC said they would reinstate his show nationally. Nexstar Media Group and Sinclair Broadcast Group own about a quarter of ABC affiliates. More details at SRNNews.com.